Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging a bit deeper into the book of Matthew. And today we're in Matthew chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 8. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." Well, we'll go on to look at the consequences of that later, but The Magi, it must have been more than three men on camels, for it to disturb Herod and all of Jerusalem. They must have been a much bigger group. And this disturbance means that Herod wants to talk to his chief priests and teachers and find out what on earth is going on. And so Matthew, what he's doing here is he's pulling together an awful lot of Old Testament quotations and allusions to show his readers how important the birth of Jesus really was. He mentions Micah chapter 5, verse 2 here. That's his quote in verse 6 of Matthew 2, talking about Jesus' birthplace. Such an important thing to mention to his readers. Now, the Micah passage itself is based upon 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 2. David is there called upon to lead Israel. He's then crowned king, and he is from Bethlehem. And so Micah 5:2 builds on that. "But you, Bethlehem, though you're small, out of you will come one who will rule over Israel. Origins of old, ancient times." Micah consciously predicted that the tiny city of Bethlehem would produce an Israelite king who would be so important. And in fact, a translation of that last phrase could be "from days of eternity." And although that's not entirely, it's not crystal clear, but it indicates that this king is more than merely human, more significant even than not only Saul, but David. The scribes knew where the Messiah would be born, yet they do not pursue his worship. Right here at the beginning of Matthew's gospel, that seems to give us an indication of what's going to happen with Jesus when he's an adult. These people are not ignorant, these scribes, these people who know the Old Testament, they're not ignorant, but they are ignoble in that they refuse to worship the one who threatened their power. Far be it from us to imitate that, but instead to worship Jesus even when it is not convenient. Next time we're going to look more about the response of Herod. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.